The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter Number 5, Texts Number 25 and 26, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari, recorded on October 26, 2010, in Tallinn, Estonia.
So, today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto Number 7, Chapter Number 5, Prahlad, the Saintly Son, Hiranyakashipu, Texts 25 and 26. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Nishamya etat sutta vacha Hiranyakashipu tada guru putram uvacha idam urusha prasparita adara brahmabandho kim etat te vipaksham shvayata atata asaram grahita bhala mam anadritya durmate nishamyai tatsita vacho Hiranya kashipushtada guru putram uvachedam rusha prasparitadara Brahmabandho kimetate vipaksham shreyathasata asarangrahito valo mam anadritya durmate nishamyaetat sutta vacho Hiranyakashipushtada guru putram uvachedam usha prasparitadhara brahmabandho kimetate vipaksham shrutayatna shayathasata Sarangrahito balo Mammanandritya durmate. Nishamya, hearing. Etat, this. Sutta vachaha. Speech from his son. Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu. Tada. At that time, Guru Putram, unto the son of Shukracharya, his spiritual master. Uvacha spoke. Idam this. Rusha with anger. Prasparita trembling. Adara whose lips. Brahmabandho, O unqualified son of a Brahman, Kim etat? And what is this? Te, by you. Vipaksham, the party of my enemies. Shrayata, taking shelter of. Asata, most mischievous. Asaram, nonsense. Grahita, taught. Bala, the boy. Mom, me. Anadritya, not caring for. Dharmate, O foolish teacher. Translation and purport by the Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. After hearing these words of devotional service from the mouth of his son Pallad, Hiranyakashipu was extremely angry. His lips trembling, he spoke as follows to Shunda, the son of his guru Shukracharya. O unqualified, most heinous son of a Brahmin, you have disobeyed my order of taking shelter of the party of my enemies. You have taught this poor boy about devotional service. What is this nonsense?
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Vanakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raghunatanvita Tam Sajiva Sadaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha.
So, these rascals, they do not like devotional service. They become very, very angry. Just like also that Maharaj Vena. When he took over the administration of the kingdom, he banned all the worship of Vishnu. That now on you Brahmins just worship me. So the nature of the demon is, he thinks he is God. He thinks that he is the supreme.
pravittim cha navittim cha jana navadarasara nasaucham napinacharo nasatyam teshu vidyate. Those who are demoniac do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done. Neither cleanliness nor proper behavior nor truthfulness can be found in them. Asatyam apratishtam che jagadahura nishvaram. Aparaspara sambhutam kim anyat kama haitukam. They say that this world is unreal, with no foundation, with no God in control. They say that it is produced of sex desire, with no cause other than lust. Just like now, they say that the biggest scientist in the world is Dr. Stephen Hawking. And this is Dr. Hee Hawking, just like the ass, you know, hee ha, hee ha. Asyo, you know, Asyo goes hee ha, hee ha. So it is Dr. Hee Hawking. Hee Hawking. Asyo, Dr. Asyo. So he says that this universe comes out of absolutely nothing. This is his claim. It comes out of absolutely nothing. And he claims to be a scientist. But I ask you, is there any scientific experiment that has ever taken something out of nothing? Has any scientist ever proven by experiment that he can take nothing and get something? How many of you in this room today have ever cooked popcorn? Anyone has cooked popcorn? Yes, yes, popcorn. Yes, all right. None of the ladies cook popcorn, only the men. So when you made that popcorn, did you take an empty pot? And the popcorn came pop, pop, pop out of an empty pot? The next devotion says, don't hold your knees in front of the deities. I see two of you are doing it. Yeah. It's an austerity, you may have to move around a little bit, but don't hold your knees like in front of the deities. That's in the next devotion. No, when you get popcorn, you put some kernels in that pot. Some oil, some kernels, and then you get popcorn. You see. So anyone who has ever made popcorn, they can prove that Dr. Hee Hawking doesn't know what he's talking about. But this Dr. Hee Hawking, he is so popular, he wrote one book, he sold 10 million copies of that book, you understand? 10 million copies he sold. This is what we are dealing with in this Krishna consciousness movement. We are dealing against a world that is very attracted to atheism. It is Hiranyakashipu civilization. So Prabhupada has given us a big mission. First he said, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And then what he said after that? Save the world. He wants us to make a revolution against this impious civilization. to destroy this atheistic philosophy, to destroy hedonism, to destroy impersonalism. Just see what it is our duty, my dear devotees, it is our duty. We are on a mission given by Srila Prabhupada that now we must save the whole world. So, what is the first step to save the whole world? I must save myself. Now I'm simply Godas, serving my senses, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, you see. When my senses say eat, I eat. When my senses say, why don't you look at that pretty girl over there, I look at that pretty girl over there, you see, in this way. In this way we are pulled by our senses, you see. Indriya seva, service of the senses. But what does the Shastra say? Rishikesha Rishikena sevanam. We must engage these senses in the service of the master of the senses. Then you may say, well, why should I do that? I enjoy gratifying my senses. Well, I'll tell you why. You are not your senses. It's not you. When you gratify your senses, you're not actually satisfying yourself. All you're doing is satisfying a false sense of yourself. It's like I'm sitting here and my shadow is here at the Sunday feast, and the server gives all the prasadam to my shadow. My shadow is getting fat, but I'm starving. So sense gratification means you're serving the shadow of yourself. You're not serving your actual self. So, therefore, the Paramahamsas, those who are intelligent, they don't waste their time playing around with Srimati Maya Devi. They engage their senses in the service of Krishna. And you know what happens when you water the root of the tree? Everyone knows. When you water the root of the tree, all the leaves and branches are nourished. When you feed your belly, your whole body becomes fed. Do you require to give nourishment to the parts of your body separately? That I'll take some rice and I'll smear it all over my body. No. That would be so much trouble. You have to fill the bathtub up with some dal and soak in the dal every day to get some nourishment. No, you just put it in your mouth. It goes to the belly. The belly digests, and through the bloodstream, that nutrition goes everywhere. So, if you will simply give your love to Krishna, then your love will go everywhere. You will be loved. Everyone will be loved. And you will feel so happy. You'll be liberated. And you won't be misguided by the Stephen He Hawkings of this world. into some crazy atheistic philosophy which simply opens the door to unrestricted hedonism. Which leads you nowhere but to an unceremonious death. So we have a few minutes left here. Perhaps some of you have some questions. I can try to answer them. You can be my hearing aid. You can hear and then you can tell me what they said if I can't make it up. So many questions? There's one.
What does it mean to surrender to Krishna?
What does it mean to surrender to Krishna?
Surrendering to Krishna means you become completely ecstatic 24 hours a day. Totally blissed out. That from now on, every thought, every word and every deed will be pure nectar. Because every thought I think, I will think it in such a way that it pleases Krishna. And every word that comes out of my mouth, I won't speak it unless that word is pleasing to Krishna. And I won't perform any action with my body unless it is pleasing to Krishna. Surrender to Krishna means I want to show Krishna how much I love him. That every thought will be for Krishna. Every word will be for Krishna. And every action will be for Krishna. So now do you understand what is surrender?
How to achieve this?
Yes. This is given by Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami gives 64 items that you have to do to become surrendered. 64 different items. These are presented by Srila Prabhupada in his book called The Nectar of Devotion. Have you seen that book, The Nectar of Devotion? Yes. So, these 64 items are summarized in three items. If you can just do these three items, then you will be successful. Actually, three is a very significant number. I notice here in this room today, there are three items that each have three legs. The shloka board has three legs. The camera stand has three legs. And the microphone stand has three legs. Now, if any of these three stands had only two legs, what would happen? It would fall down, you see. Or one leg, it would fall down even faster. So this three, if you have three legs, then you have a solid position. Three will give you a solid position. So Rupa Goswami is given that of all these 64 items, these are the three most essential items for surrendering to Krishna. He says the first thing is you have to take shelter of a spiritual master. The second thing is you have to be initiated by that spiritual master. And the third step is now you have to obey the orders of the spiritual master. So if you can do these three things, take shelter of Guru, be initiated by Guru, and obey Guru, then your surrender will become perfect. That is the technique, how to surrender. So any other questions?
And
как нам действительно делать это служение ему для него.
When we follow the instructions of the spiritual master, how actually can we do it for him? For the sake of him.
Yes. How can you obey Guru's order in a mood of doing it for him?
Yeah.
Yes. If we remember Srila Prabhupada, he is the perfect Prabhupada is the perfect example. If we see how much he was dedicated to serving the order of his spiritual master. I can tell you this, Prabhu, that if you don't really want to, if you want to do it in a mood of not pleasing your spiritual master, you won't be able to maintain that dedication to following that order. Krishna consciousness means you have to become selfless. You may think, well, I will follow this order just for my own benefit. I don't care about pleasing the spiritual master. I just follow this order for my own benefit. You may follow for a short time, but you will not have the taste to continue following it. But when you follow the order to please the spiritual master, then you can serve that order for all of eternity. So we have to try to love the spiritual master. So how will we do that? How do I develop loving feelings for the spiritual master? Actually, you already have the innate tendency to love Krishna and to love Guru. It is already there within your heart. If that tendency to love them were not there, no amount of practice could bring that tendency into existence. Because you already have that tendency. Through practicing the Vaidhi Bhakti system, it will naturally come out. And specifically, Rupa Goswami gives the six loving exchanges. This is how to develop love. Just like inquiring, that is inquiring, and then when you inquire, you're revealing your heart to the spiritual master, that I have this question. So that is one of the six items. You reveal your heart to the spiritual master. Now you've engaged in a loving exchange with him. And then the spiritual master, he will reveal his heart to you, he will answer the question. So in this way, by you revealing your heart and then opening your heart to hear the Guru reveal his heart to you, that is two of the six items. By serving prasadam to the spiritual master. By receiving prasadam from the spiritual master. By giving gifts to the spiritual master. Receiving gifts from the spiritual master. Giving service also is a form of gift. If I render service to the spiritual master, then I am giving gift. One of my students talked about giving me a gift from my Vyas Puja. And I instructed the best gift is that you come to my Vyas Puja.
Я всегда говорю, что самый лучший подарок для меня это то, что вы приходите на мою
So in this way, by this giving gifts, receiving gifts, serving prasadam, accepting prasadam, revealing the heart, hearing the spiritual master reveal his heart to me, that loving will naturally come. It takes time. When I first heard about Srila Prabhupada, I was invited by my future godbrother to come and hear the Srila Prabhupada, but I didn't want to go. I had no attraction to go hear from Srila Prabhupada. At that time I was Mayavadi. And I thought I actually was Krishna. By Mayavadi philosophy, I thought I was Krishna. So I didn't want to go to hear the Swami that he might tell me that I wasn't Krishna. So in the beginning, I had no feeling of love, you see. I wanted to avoid Prabhupada's association. But when I realized I actually realized I am suffering in this material world. I tried to be God, but it didn't work. And then I was praying, how can I become the servant of God? You see? And then once I had that sincere desire that I want to become servant of God, then Krishna sent one of Prabhupada's disciples there to my town. His Holiness Vishnu Janaswami Maharaj came to Austin, Texas. And we heard from him about Prabhupada. Now he loved Prabhupada. He had very strong feelings of affection for Srila Prabhupada. And when you would hear about Prabhupada and Vishnu Jana Maharaj, oh, you would go, wow, I want to meet this Prabhupada. So by hearing about the spiritual master also, you see, from those who love the spiritual master, if you will hear about the spiritual master from those who love the spiritual master, then just by that hearing, your feeling of love can come too. There was one lady who was coming to hear those lectures of Vishnu Janaswami. And this lady, she had a little baby girl. And this baby girl also heard about Prabhupada. And she would say the name of Prabhupada, Prabhupada! Little baby, you see. In baby talk. But with so much love, calling out, Prabhupada! Just by hearing this little baby say, Prabhupada, you would this Prabhupada must be somebody very wonderful and very special, very lovable person. But I can tell you the actual way that love for Prabhupada came was by one thing especially. Prabhupada's loving dealings with us. He was so kind. He was showering us with oceans and oceans of love. Unless you're just a complete atheist, impersonalist, you would feel something when Prabhupada would give you his love. You see? You would feel. I used to write people letters before I was karmi. I would have sometimes write people letters. I never got a letter like the ones that Prabhupada wrote me. How much love he would put into a letter. When you would get a letter from Prabhupada, it was amazing.
получал письма, и я никогда не получал таких писем, как от Прабхупады, и даже в письме Прабхупады.
Even on the very outside of the envelope, it would say, you know, his. This is how he would address his disciples in writing a letter. He would say, His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Brahmachari. Can you imagine getting a letter from Prabhupada where he addresses you in an honorific way with a big title? I mean, just looking at the envelope, your heart would melt, you know. You'd exactly want to cry just seeing the envelope, you know. It'd say, Tridandi Goswami, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, and then return address, and then it'd be, His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Brahmachari. And then when you open, then when you read the letter, oh, it was just flowing with unlimited mercy. Of course, there would always be a doubt. Well, because the secretary typed it, did Prabhupada actually say everything here, or did the secretary add some words too? You'd always there'd be a little doubt, you know. I mean, Prabhupada signed it, but. Maybe the secretary put a few things he didn't know. Really. But I got one letter from Prabhupada where I knew this was definitely Prabhupada's words. Because you know what he did? After he signed it, he wrote a P.S. in his own hand. And this really captured, when Prabhupada, in this P.S., Prabhupada really captured my heart, let me tell you, really captured my
heart.
Because, you know, you join ISKCON, it's like a big army, you know, and Prabhupada's the general up there, you know, everybody's bowing down, the big general, you know. So there's that side to Prabhupada, the commanding general of the of Lord Chaitanya's army, you see. But there's another side, and that is Prabhupada's your father. So in this P.S., he said, P.S., we are going to Nairobi on Friday night. Now he's writing to me as my affectionate father. My dear son, I just want to let you know we're going to Nairobi on Friday night. So the key is just try to see how the spiritual master is giving his love to you. Just try to open the heart and see how the spiritual master is giving his love to you. Be open to being loved by the spiritual master. And if you do that, your feelings of love will naturally come out to want to reciprocate with that love. And in this way, when you serve his instructions, you'll do it not thinking simply what I can get out of it, but you'll think, how can I do this to please him? And when you actually please the spiritual master, do you only please the spiritual master? No. You please all the predecessor acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all the way back to Krishna. And when you please Krishna, then there is nothing that compares with that happiness in your heart you will feel. So any other questions?
Субтитры сделал DimaTorzok.
Like it is said that every our activity we should devote to Krishna. But for example, I like dance in some
national dance.
Huh?
National Estonian
folk.
Folk.
Some national folk Estonian dance. And can I dance for Krishna, or is it maybe offense?
So she's saying that everything should be offered to Krishna with devotion. And for example, a lady is speaking that she is dancing, like for example, Estonian national folk dances. So is this like offensive, or can this be offered to Krishna? Oh, this may create some passion, though, if one dances.
Ah. Do you get paid for it?
No.
No? So you're a folk dancer. You've been doing this many years. Well, I know that in our movement, some dancing girls, they join our movement. And Prabhupada asked this, there was one lady actually, her name was Shatarupa Devi Dasi. She was ballerina. So Prabhupada said, now you make a ladies dancing troupe to do Krishna conscious dances. So whatever talent you develop as a folk dancer, you can make some Krishna conscious folk dancing that you can do at festivals. Just like in the Polish festival, there's so many performing arts devotees do, the traveling Polish festival. So these performing arts, they can be offered in Krishna service. Use them to glorify Krishna. And then they become perfect. Does that satisfy you?
All right.
Any other question?
Said in the lecture that our mission is to save the world, but first of all we have to save ourselves. Mm-hmm. And what is the criterion of saving ourselves?
Saving yourself means
спасение себя означает
that you no longer engage yourself in the service of the material energy. That you become 100% absorbed in serving Krishna 24 hours a day. That is saving yourself.
How properly can we remember Guru if he is...
How often?
More often remember Guru if he is not close to us, is not here, is absent.
Oh, if he's not present?
Yeah.
Well, it was here. We had a class one day on the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It was here in Tallinn. We read one day. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada explains that one should always meditate upon and worship the order received from one's spiritual master. Just like Prabhupada constantly meditated upon and worshipped the order of his spiritual master. That my spiritual master has ordered me to spread in Krishna consciousness to the English-speaking world. I must carry out this order to please him. He was constantly meditating on that, constantly. So in the same way, whatever order you receive from your spiritual master, whatever orders you have gotten, you must constantly meditate on them.
должны постоянно медитировать на них, размышлять об этих наставлениях.
When you chant your japa, you can chant your japa to qualify yourself, to carry out the order of your spiritual master.
Когда мы читаем джапу, мы можем молиться о том, чтобы стать квалифицированными, следовать наставлениям духовного учителя.
When you take prasadam, you give your body the energy to carry out the order of your spiritual master.
Когда мы кушаем прасад, мы получаем энергию, чтобы выполнять наставления.
When you take rest,
когда мы отдыхаем,
or even go to the toilet,
или даже
everything is for keeping the body fit so you can successfully carry out the order of your spiritual master. Everything from Guru. Everything, 24 hours a day, you must. Everything must be devoted to Him. That is our philosophy. If we say, no, Guru is not necessary, I just go straight to Krishna. What does Krishna say about that philosophy? In the Adi Purana, does anyone know that slok? Ye me bhakta jana parta, na me bhakta shtate janaha, mad bhaktanam chi ye bhaktas, te me bhakta tamamata. The one who is my devotee? Na me bhaktas, he's not my devotee. But the devotee of my devotee, he is my actual devotee. So do you think it is not necessary to always remember the order of your spiritual master? Oh, all I Prabhu, all I have to do is be Krishna conscious. Come on. What will Krishna say to your so-called Krishna consciousness? Get out, you upstart. Get out. You can only approach me through the medium of your spiritual master.
It's the only way.
So you must always meditate in the order of receiving Guru Maharaj. Otherwise you are simply nonsense. Any other questions? Everyone satisfied now? Ready to get out there and save the world for Prabhupada? Make a revolution here in the Baltic countries. Millions of books, millions of new devotees, thousands of festivals. Krishna conscious high court judges wearing tilak. All right, so I'm today. Now I'm getting ready to leave to head on to Latvia, Lithuania, and so I'm very much appreciative. Mataji also is very much appreciative how nicely you have received us here on this too short of a visit. Kindly go deeper and deeper into this wonderful ocean known as the ocean of Krishna Bhakti. Dive deeper and deeper and deeper into this sublime ocean. Chant your rounds with deep meditative concentration. Take your duties not as some chore, but as a nectarian opportunity to please the Lord.
Принимайте свой долг, то, что вам нужно делать, не как какой-то долг, а то, что приносит.
In other words, do everything with love.
Другими словами, делайте все с любовью.
That Krishna, you're so kind, you've given me this opportunity to serve you. Thank you, Krishna. Thank you. Thank you, Krishna.
Что Кришна, ты такой добрый, спасибо за то, что ты мне даешь. Спасибо тебе.
In this way, always have an attitude of gratitude. And you will capture Krishna. You will become your personal property. So I thank you very much. Kantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
His grace Sankarsana Sadhikari ki jai.